Okay, we're picking up for the Gemara, Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We are 5 lines from the bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The words of Rav Ami and Rav Asi. So continuing the Gemara, the more morose practice, what they did with the bread. Rav Ami and Rav Asi, Kimikla Lerifta De Eruva, when they had the Erev Chatzeros bread. The Erev Chatzeros, again, reminding ourselves, is the din where you're not allowed to carry in a mavoi, and then if you make an Erev Chatzeros, you're Meshatev everyone, you make a shutfus with everyone through that bread, then you're allowed to carry. So that's a mitzvah Rabbanan. So therefore, Sharalea, they would dafka make the bracha of Amotzi over this piece of bread. Why? Because they said, Amre, Hawil Be'savid Be'chad Mitzvah, since we're doing one mitzvah with it, the mitzvah of Erev Chatzeros, let us do another mitzvah of eating the meal on Shabbos with this bread. And some Gaonim explained Vav Dafka Erev Tavshilin, but this would be the din by Erev Chatzeros. Rather, it would also be the din by Erev Tavshilin. If we do, when you have the piece of bread and the food, really the food by the Erev Tavshilin that you have on the three, when Yantiv is on Erev Shabbos, so you're allowed to cook from Yantiv to Shabbos, so that Erev Tavshilin, Dafka should eat it on Shabbos for Dafka Shal Shudas, so the Minhag Olam is to eat that piece of bread, and also the food that came with it because of that. Rav Nevin tells a very fascinating Chiddush based on this, that this would probably trump the Lachas when it comes to Hilchos Brachos. We know if you have a full piece of bread and a half a piece of bread, so usually, not with the Gemara Lacha Mishnah, but in general, when it comes to this idea, you make a bracha on the whole piece of bread. Rav Nevin thought, because of the fact that it's Avid Mitzvah, it was done with the Mitzvah, that already gives a chaviva. So even if you have a piece of bread that you use, let's say, for the Erev Tavshilin, that takes precedence over making a bracha on a shalem. L'chora, that's again only not necessary on Shabbos. We need lecha mishnah, but that would be an interesting shock from them. So the market is, case enough, ledik of a fire broke out. And Mishnah tells you you're not to save food for 3 meals. So now the Gemara is assuming, why do you have to save for 3 meals? Because just because you have a chiyuv for 3 meals. Tanur Rabbanan, kama sudos chayav adam l'chol b'Shabbos. How many meals obligated a person to have? Shalosh, according to the Tanakh, kama you have to have 3. Rav Chidkiyah says arba. He says you have to have 4. And what about Nashim? Are Nashim also chayav? The Mordechai quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. He says yes, because even though it's a mitzvah esh shazan granah 3 times dafkan Shabbos, we know afin esabonis, they were shy after getting the portion of the man of their bread, so therefore they're chayav. The Ran writes a different reason. No, you don't have to come on to afin esabonis. We know the Gemara in Brachas told us that kol sheyesh b'zichir. Therefore, we know that they're chayav in kiddush midaraisa, so they're also going to be chayav in all the mitzvahs hayom, says the Ran. Now, the Shuta Elif L'Chashlom, a fascinating tshuva, he says over there, he asked, why do Nashim not do Shalosh Shudas? So he said, maybe because it's machlokas the Ran and Rabbeinu Tam. So the Ran doesn't say like Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't say like the Ran, so therefore, maybe that's why they're being mekel. Rav Shechter says, I don't understand that at all. What do you mean? They're both saying you're chayav, they just say different reasons why you're chayav. So at the end of the day, for sure, they're going to be chayav, pashut that they should be chayav, and minig olam, if I'm in a glowing this person should, the woman should also be chayav and makbid on shalshud. Gemara continues. Amar Biyochanan Shnei Mikra Chadarshu. So again, we're discussing. Rabbi Chidkiyah says you have to have 4 suddas on Shabbos. Tanakhaz says you have 3, and they're learning it up from the same pasuk. Vayomer Moshe Achlo Yom Ki Shabbos Shoshem Lo Sam Tuba Seder. Referring to the man, the bread. It says that eat it today, because today is Shabbos, and today you're going to find it. Why say Hayom Hayom Hayom? Today. What's that going on over here? Rabbi Chidkiyah Zarvan Lotas Hayom Levar Marota. That first today, meaning Hayom. These 3 todays are telling you that you have to have 3 suddas during the day and 1 at night. Where do he learn the night? Because Shain Lachronim. But he learned that you have 1 at night, and this separate 3 todays Hayom 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 is to have 3 Shalosh Shudas on Shabbos. So Gemara's Rabbanan Savri Baade De Orter. No, no, no. The 3 todays are including the night meal as well. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says Tanan. The Gemara wants to prove from our Mishnah that our Mishnah does not follow Shitas Rabbi Chidkiyah. Where it says Tnafla Dleika Bilel Shabbos, that if a fire broke out on Shabbos, then Ma'alin Mazon Shalosh Sodas, so you're allowed to save enough for 3 meals. My lav de lo achil, isn't the firm mission telling you what you didn't eat yet? And therefore, on Friday night, we're telling you you're allowed to save only 3 meals. That follows the Tana Kama against Reb Chidkiyah. The Gemara says, lo, de achil, we're answering where you already ate in the Friday night meals. So according to Reb Chidkiyah, so you have no raya from the Mishnah. The Gemara says, it's interesting. The Gemara is going to ask the same question essentially 3 different times. The Gemara says Shachas is a Mazon Shudas, but in the morning time, we're assuming you already ate the Friday night meals. So you only have 2 left. So isn't that assuming that right now they're going to have only 2? You're allowed to only save 2 sudas, doesn't that prove they're only going to be a total sum of 3? The Gemara says, my love, Dalacha, we're assuming where you didn't eat the second meal yet, and yet we're telling you the Mishnah is allowing you to only have 2 more meals, so that shows only Chayav 3 meals on Shabbos. The Gemara says, love, Dalacha, we're talking about we already ate again, so you're going to have, we're already talking about we had the Shabbos sudas, so you already had Friday night and Shabbos day, so you're going to have 2 more, according to Chidkiyah, and get to your sum total of 4. And we're asking again, one more time, the Mishnah told us, Manicha Matzilin Mazen Suda Achas. The Mishnah told you that in the afternoon you're allowed to only save 1 more meal. My love, Dalacha, so we're going to talk about where you already had your Friday night meal and your Shabbos day meal, you only have to have 1 more meal. The Gemara says, "Lo, de'acha." We're talking about where a person had already eaten. We permit you to have enough food to have only, according to Chidkiyah, is referring to again having 4 meals. The Gemara says, "But wait a second, no. Now the Gemara is going to make a real proof." The Gemara says, "Adik, kind of safe." Biyosim el matzim mazon shalosh sudor. Biyosim says, "No, it doesn't matter what point of Shabbos is. Once we allow you, like given the hutch, once we allow you to take up a recognition, you're allowed to have three meals no matter what. So the Gemara says, they're not arguing over the amount of meals that you have to have, just at what, and during Shabbos, Rabbi Yossi says it's always enough, no matter what. At any point of Shabbos, you're allowed to save three meals, because that's the maximum you're allowed to have on Shabbos. It clearly is understood by both Rabbi Yossi and the Tanna Kamma, that the maximum amount of meals that you have to have on Shabbos is three, not four. So the Gemara says, you're right. So therefore, then you're right, that the Ar Mishnah does not follow Rabbi Chidka, rather it follows Shitas Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says Vahad is done, but what we learn in the Mishnah is seemingly a Mishnah that's not going to follow both Reb Chidkia or the Tanna Kamma. Why? Because the Mishnah tells us Mishnah Shalom Shtei Sudas Lo Yitol Manatam Choy. Someone has enough food for two meals; he's not allowed to take from the. Like the plate of the tzedakah plate. What is this? The tamkoy was what we would call like a soup kitchen, where they used to have food. And literally, this is for people who were in dire need and didn't have any food, even for two meals. So that two meals is assumed we have two meals, that's the amount they used to have during the day. So you don't even have enough for 2 days, then you take from the soup kitchen. They used to give you food, and mamash give you food, go around collecting the food, give everyone, give a potato, give this, give that, and you used to give it out. Mazan arba say lo yitol min akupa. However, that if you have, that's already for 1 day. So now it lets you have more than two meals, and you don't take from the tamkoy. Rather, if you have enough for a week, because 14 again is for a week. That's assuming right now. Now let's take the kupa. Kupa is like the tzedakah pushka, right? The tzedakah box that you used to take. That tzedakah box was the funds that were given for people who did not have enough money to survive the week. So now the Gemara is bothered by the second statement. We're saying that the enough sudas for the week is 14 sudas. What do you mean 14 sudas? You should have 15. Money, lo rabbanan, lo b'chidka. This mishnah can't be rabbanan or b'chidka. Why? Because here rabbanan, chamser haven. If it's rabbanan, then you have to have three on Shabbos, and you should have enough for 15 meals. Here b'chidka, shitzre haven. If it's b'chidka, there needs to be 16 meals, because there's another fourth suda on Shabbos, you're going to have a total sum of 16. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara says, maybe lo'olam Rabbanan. Maybe we can say that our Mishnah is in fact following Rabbanan, and it's talking about lacking 14 meals, you don't need to come out to 15. Why? Darmin and lay, my device and bilbuke Shabbos achle bashavasa. What you're planning on eating, because again, 14 meals was the whole 7-day period, so that extra meal that you're planning on eating on Motzei Shabbos, instead of having it on Motzei Shabbos, have it on Shabbos day. So Rashi points out that because if you eat it before Shabbos day, then you're going to kilu, it's the nighttime anyway. So the meal, and therefore you're going to be yotzei shal shalos according to the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, we have another proof, another Mishnah, Nacha Mishnah, that's following only Rabbanan, not Chibkia. The Gemara says, Leimar Rabbanan v'lo Rabbiya Chibkia. So is this another Mishnah that's going to be against the Shita Reb Chibkia? The Gemara says, no, if you look at Reb Chibkia. Maybe even Reb Chibkia could answer this Mishnah, because there are min and lay, we should tell the person, what we're planning on eating on Friday morning, she on Friday night as well. So then you're going to lump that one into Friday night, and then you're going to have four, save enough meals during the Shabbos day to have three, so therefore you're going to have four meals. The Kula Yoma Demala Shabbos Rezeinu Mosim. The Gemara says, is that really the case? We're going to make you fast all day Friday and have no food? Save all your food from Friday for both Friday night and Shabbos day? That can't be. Not going to make you fast on Friday. So the Gemara says, Allah Haramani Rabbi Kiva Yonimar. So the Gemara answers, that's Rabbi Kiva, who Damar Shabbos Asa Shabbos Chazrova Alta Tzrech Labrios. So Rabbi Chidka is going to answer that this Mishnah is Bechlal. You're right. So it's not telling you to have four sudas. Rather, it's following Shitas Rabbi Akiva that's telling you someone who has enough money who can somewhat afford it, and there's a shaila exactly what the getter is. We've shown them all talk about exactly what this getter is. About a person who's poor enough that he is self-sufficient, but he somewhat can avoid taking money. So this is Rabbi Kiva Shita, though. At the end of the day, make your Shabbos like weekday and don't depend on other people and only have two sudas. There's a big mile, again, not having to rely on other people for financial support. So Gemara continues, V'had is none, but wait, we learn in a Mishnah which tells us, Ain post l'ani alver m'makom l'makom, that if we have a poor person who's traveling from place to place and he doesn't have enough food, we don't give him less than a kikar b'pundin v'arba san b'sela. So then, we don't give him less than the loaf of bread that's going to cost a punyan when four saws are a sella. What is it talking about? So if we're assuming over here that the very minimum you have to give a person is the amount for a meal. So we're assuming that that's when the bread of a punyan will buy you a sella of wheat, which is four saws of wheat. So when wheat is at a price of a punyan, you'll buy a loaf of bread containing a quarter of a kav, Rashi points out, which is basically the volume of sheish beitzim. So then a flour and a loaf of the bread size is going to be a poor person is going to be provided with that daily. That's his daily amount. So this loaf is going to be sufficient for two meals. So the Gemara continues, Lan, if he stays overnight, Nosin Aparna says, Lina, we're going to give him his whatever he needs to sleep at night. The Gemara is going to discuss what that is. The Gemara is going to say, so the Gemara says, V'im Shabbos, Nosin the Muslim Shalosh Shudas. But, here Beferish, we have the Braisa tells us that, the Mishnah tells us that if he is staying for Shabbos, you have to give him three meals. Leim Rabbanan, even Rab Chidkia. Shouldn't we assume that this is Rabbanan and not Rab Chidkia? The Gemara says, L'olam Rab Chidkia. Rab Chidkia can answer this Mishnah as well. He's going to say, Kigum de'ika su'uda behadei, Jemilei, ha de'ika ba'da chachle. So he says, no, he brought with him one meal. So he has one meal, so they only give him three to provide him his rest. rest of the meals that he required for Shabbos. So really, at the end of the day, he has four meals according to Reb Chaim. The Gemara says, "V'chi azil b'reika nazil." But when he's leaving on Sunday morning, is he going to leave empty-handed, or we're forcing him to take that meal that he took on that he had on reserve? He had one last meal. You're making him eat that meal for Shabbos. He's going to have nothing when he leaves. It can't be that that would be reasonable. The Gemara answers, "Dilma." Sorry, the Malvina Le Suda Bahade. No, we are going to give him on his way out. We're going to give on Sunday. We're going to give him another meal, the Ramban points out really loved Afka one. We're going to give him another two meals, so you have enough to take with him, and also one to go with on his journey. So he's not going to leave empty-handed, and that is what he's allowed to take. The Gemara says, now the Mishnah told us my Parsaslina. What is that? Gemara says, my Parsaslina. What are the things that he needs for nighttime? The Gemara answers, I'm going to pop up Puria Beisade. He needs a bed and a pillow. So when a person comes to town, you have to make sure he has a bed, a pillow, and what to eat. Tana Rabbanan. The Brisa tells us, Karosh Acha Arvis Madichan. Plates which a person ate on Friday night, you can be washed them in the morning. And in morning time, you can wash them before the afternoon. In the afternoon, you can eat them. However, from mincha onwards, when it's mamash or Shabbos, end of Shabbos, you're not allowed to wash them out because they're not leading for Shabbos, and that would be preparing for the weekday. That would be matriach for chol, which is going to be usher. That's why the minhag is a lot of people don't clean up shal shudas, because it's really din. That based on this, a person's not allowed to prepare the cleaning up only for the Hemshif. So you're allowed Friday night, you're allowed to clean up for Shabbos day. Shabbos day, you're allowed to clean up for the rest of the Shabbos afternoon. But once it's already Shabbos afternoon, Mamish right before Shabbos is over, you're no longer allowed to prepare for Motzei Shabbos. Agav, this price seems to follow Chidka, because the Gemara was assuming over here that you're having four meals. Okay, that's pointed out in the Achronim. The Rashbam points this out. The Rishonim, really. The Rashbam points it out. Now, Agav, this is a Raya for Rav Moshe. The posting right now, this is a Raya for Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds you're allowed to wash a fruit on Shabbos. Now, the only issue that the Shulchan Aruch was talking about was actually dipping, soaking it in water. Because you have a Shiloh Borer of taking the bad from the good and getting off the dirty part, and you're keeping the bad and keeping the good part of the fruit. Right? There'd be a shayla bora. The Chazon Ish was talking machmer on this. So Rav Moshe has a raya from here. I don't think Rav Moshe brought it down. By Sachronim later, Achronim break down this Rav Moshe, because over here you're doing seemingly the same thing as washing out fruit, right? Wouldn't it be the same thing? You're getting out the bad and you're keeping the dishes itself. So yet, you see that this is mutter, because it's derech rechitza, which Rav Moshe held, is mutter by the fruits. So too here, lechora, this is a raya for Moshe, that you're allowed to wash fruit on Shabbos. The Mishnah tells you when it comes to cups and the drinking type of things, that and pitchers, they're all also type of pitchers, you're allowed to drink them all day from the Minchawai, with fish and kevel shtia. A person might be drinking at any time, so so therefore, people drink at any time, you would be allowed to clean it at any point. Another word continues, Amr Shum, Pazi, Amr Shum, and Levi, Mishum, Barka, Parakol, Mekayim, Shalash, Seudos, Bechavos, Yitzel, Mishalash, Pranaz. A person fulfills Shalash, it's going to be saved from three different things that are very bad. What are that? Mechalash, Mashiach. It's going to be, when Mashiach comes, it's going to be difficult times. Maybe we're in them right now, but either way, we're going to be difficult times. You're going to be saved from that if you have Shalash properly. And Medina Shal Gehenim, you're going to be saved from Gehenim, which obviously no one wants to deal with Gehenim. With Mechamas Gogamagov, you're going to be saved from the war of Gogamagov, which is going to be prior to Mashiach. And we save from all these things. The Gemara says, "Mechal de Mashiach." How do I know this? Ksivacha Yom. It says over here when it comes to the guards of Shabbos, Yom Yom Yom. Right? We saw that many times. Says the word on day. Ksivasam. Hinei Anochi Shalach Lachem Eliyahu Navi. Lefnei Bo Yom Vagodara. I think we leave this on Pesach. The time before Mashiach is going to come, I'm going to be sending you Eliyahu Navi. Medina Shogam. How do I know he's going to save from Gehenim? Ksivacha Yom. Ksivasam Yom Avra Yom Ahu. The reference to Gehenim, saying a day of anger is that day. Again, day referring to the day over here. So you're going to be saved from that. Mechamas Gogel Magog. You're going to be saved from the war of Gogel Magog, as the pasuk says. When it says over here, day, yom gogog. It says over there, the day the gog is going to come. So we learn the lashon again, because they're a shovel. Why dafka these strings? Let's discuss in the Achronim. Why dafka these strings? Remember, Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Yossi called Mahaneg es Hashabbos nosim lacha b'li mitzarim. Person who delights in Shabbos is going to be given. He's going to give an unlimited bracha. Unlimited bracha. Hashem is going to give a tremendous amount of bracha. With a very interesting lashon, it says Mahaneg es Hashabbos. The told us Yaakov Yosef, the right Talmud of Baal Shem Tov, one of the first Chassidic Sfarim ever to be published. He says he has a Kasha says, and it should be mis'aneg, was reflexive to you. You are going to delight in your Shabbos. So he points out from here, clearly the relation of the Gemara saying ma'anig is that you shouldn't delight in Shabbos, that you should delight in Shabbos, that when you're achil v'shtiyah should be dafka for kavod Shabbos, make sure you have the right kavanas. And it's brought down that the grus is the same shot also. So when you have the gra, and the Tzadzak Yahweh says the same thing, you know it must be Moshe Emes, it must be Torah Emes, that this is definitely the pshat, that the person has to dafka have kavana over here, the relation of the Gemara, ma'anig is a Shabbos, the person has to do it l'kavod shem shemayim, not lav dafka for your own. Obviously a person enjoys the food, but as best as you can to do it l'shem Shabbos kodesh and not for other things. And Agav, so the pasuk says, "Nemar as sanag Hashem v'kliyach memezaretz v'chalticha." The pasuk says you're going to be granted the pleasure with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then you're going to ride the heights of the world, and I'm going to provide for you, and this is a blacha, a nachla b'lum yitzram. Why are you going to get this amazing bracha? So I saw the Sfasemes writes that a beautiful midah get a connected midah, that when you spend a lot and you're going all out, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to go back to you. He's going to give it back to you exactly what you deserve. Now continuing on to the next element, nachla sechavicha. Sorry, the hemshech of the pasuk was you're going to get from nachla sechavicha. So what is this? Drasha now the Gemara says, look, Avram shekasubo kum esalach laaretz laarcha urachba. Avram Avinu Rashi points out was only promised Eretz Yisrael. That's all he got. V'lo b'yitzlak shekasuv ki lechazer nechad and kol aretz hazel. So Yitzlak got a little bit more. Got the answers, areas around Eretz Yisrael, but that's all he got also. However, he's going to be like Yaakov. What does Yaakov get? El Yaakov, Shekosu Bo, Paras, Yama, Vekid, Matzafoyna, Venegba, by Yaakov Avinu. It was written that you're going to go west, east, north, everything is going to be yours at limits or borders because Baruch Hu give Yaakov Avinu the brachas of all the everything is a much bigger area than Avram and Yitzchak. That's the bracha that you'll be getting for keeping Shalash Shiddes. Gemara continues, Rav Nachman, Yitzchak, Gemara, Nitzel Mashivas Galios, you're also going to receive from being in Shibud Galios and the oppression of the Galus, of the exile. The pasuk says over here that I am referring to someone who's delighting in Shabbos. The pasuk says, and you're going to cause you to ride the heights of the world. Right? Is riding the heights of the world. That over there are going to trample those who are trying to fight with you. So therefore, we're seeing over here that the lashon over here is that someone who's delighting in Shabbos is going to be saved from his enemies. Whatever his heart desires, he's going to get if a person keeps Shabbos. Gemara says, the pasuk says, you take the light of Hashem, and he's going to grant you whatever your heart wishes. Oneg, the pasuk, it says, oneg enemo. I don't know what it means when it says the lashon of delighting. When the pasuk says, you're going to call Shabbos delight, so then that's oneg. So therefore, this oneg is referring to having covered a Shabbos. So therefore, this is the idea of Oneg Shabbos. The Rambam writes that Oneg Shabbos is a din de oraisa. However, the Kras of Shabbos Oneg is not from that pasuk. The Shaila is, where does the Rambam get that from? If that's a Shaila in over here, the Gemara assumes that it's based on the pasuk Kras of Shabbos Oneg, which is a pasuk in Shayahu. So how did Rambam get that Oneg Shabbos is de oraisa? There's a Shaila. Gemara says, "Mama ongo." How does someone delight in Shabbos? Rav Yehuda Breider of Shumel Brashila, especially the Ravamar, Bish Tavshil shall trudim dugim de gulam roshay shuman. You should have dafka a dish of cooked beets and large fish. Alpi Kabbalah is a very big inner of having fish at all meals. All right, that's what it brought down, and even Shulchan Aruch quotes it, but even Alpi Kabbalah is the very beginning of having fish, and also different things of garlic. So again, the point is, you should be having what you like. So if you have steak, wine, whatever meat, all these things should be covered Shabbos to get your hotels back. A person should try very hard to have as much as he can, beautiful things for Shabbos. You have to buy a ton of stuff. Let's say if you're a little bit, you don't have as many financial means, so then if you have even a little bit, and you dafka buy the covered Shabbos kodesh, that is considered oneg, right? What is an example of this small thing? Kasadarsa, Rashi points out, is the small fish. We had this solution on the coast before. It's a fish that's fried in the oil and flour. Even if you make that like Kavod Shabbos, that is what the Mishnah Berurah points out, that these two examples are for people at different levels. That a person has the ability and the wherewithal to spend more money than Avada, you should dafka be doing that. There was a person who once went to the store with, he bought like a crazy amount of wine for Shabbos, and the guy asked him, you have a simple? He said, no, Kavod Shabbos. Okay, Baruch Hashem, the person obviously had the means, but I thought for me that was a very powerful thing, that he was just buying a lot of wine, a lot of very fancy wines, because he wanted to have it Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So Baruch Hashem, he had the means. So if someone has the means, you should be spending as much as you can. So keep Shabbos according to the halachas. Even if he violates the avodah zarah, like dor enosh, the pasuk says, Rashi points out, when it comes to dor enosh, they were the first ones who began to say, it says, they stopped worshiping Hashem, they started doing avodah zarah. How did they get to that? The Rambam points out as a whole malach, how they got to that. The pasuk says that a person happy is going to be an enosh, the lashon of enosh over here, who keeps the Shabbos from desecrating the Shabbos. Don't say machal, rather machulah. But don't you should be forgiving that a person violated avodah zarah. If you keep Shabbos properly, you'll have a proper kapara for that as well. Obviously, assuming that you're not keeping Shabbos and Pashtus, you're not voting avodah zarah anymore. But you done tshuva on both of them, so the fact that you're keeping Shabbos now, we'll be able to give you a kapara on both. If the people just observed the first Shabbos, lo shatu ben uma velosh, no one would be able to come upon us. On the very first time, it says that people went out to gather. Rashi said it was the second Shabbos, meaning the second Shabbos. He said they violated the Shabbos when we just read it. And when it came to the Mekoshi Sheitzim, Rashi said that there's Gnus and Shai Yisrael, that right, only one after one Shabbos they did this. Pashas Gemara assuming already the first Shabbos, but people are going to collect the man, that already was a violation of Shabbos. And Gemara says, Ksuba Sayyid, the Vival Malek, the Basak says, and then Amalek came and they started to fight with us. So Gemara says, if you kept two Shabbos, we would immediately have the redemption. The song says just one Shabbos and we'll be free. Apparently, maybe that's like the first one that will be free from our maybe there's another midrash that he's using, the famous Avraham Fried song, right? Just when Shabbos is free. The Gemara over here says you have two Shabbos and it'll be free. Shemar Kol Hashem, Hashem Sarazim, Hashem Shmuel, Hashem Suicide. The pasuk says that the people who serve my, who keep my Shabbos, I'm going to bring them into my holy mountain. The famous pasuk that we say, Ah, na Rosh Hashanah Kippur Davening. The Gemara continues down. Omer Rabbi Yossi says, my poor should be with those who eat the shalosh shudos and Shabbos. What do you mean? Isn't it pasher the chiyuv? So apparently, based on Tosos and Bechoros, Tosos say over there that people weren't being careful with it, even though potentially it was a chiyuv. Omer Rabbi Yossi, I should make chilek. Again, he's saying like I should be like those people. What do you mean those people? It's implying that not everyone was doing this. So over there also, he said I should be like those who finish halal every single day. So the Gemara was assuming that your mamash is going to say the halal that we say on special occasions like Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov and all those things. And where says Eini? Is that really true? The Omer Mar Hakura halal b'chayom is a mecharef megadish megadif. That a person who says halal every day is kilu is like cursing God. Why? Is that because Rashi points out that we have the Nevi'im Rishon HaMetaken when to say Hallel, and if a person reads it all the time, you are like your Mislosit in the Takanot Chachamim when it's Chashuv. The Meir just is another word. He says like that if a person the Dafka goes out of his way to say Hallel every day, then he's showing a lack of appreciation of the miracles of Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's no miracle right now. When there's an open miracle, should appreciate the open miracle. And the Rav Zatzal Rav Shechter told us in Shir, the Rav used to say that this was also just not Stam saying it Mamish every day, but any day at all, which is not misakin by Chazal, that would be a potential problem of this problem of the Gemara. That's how the Rav learned this Gemara, that any day that you want to say it, which is why it's very chamer shayla according to this approach then about saying halal yom atzmon and mishalayim. Okay, there might be a heter to say it, but at the end of the day, if it's not something subject to be saying halal, then it would be a shayla. Okay, so that's a very interesting thing that comes up from here, and that's what we'll continue. Gemara zeki amrinam b'psukin ezimra. So when do we say that a person should say that what does it mean by the halal every day? It means the psukin ezimra that you're going to say the psukin Zimra every day. Which part of Psukkah Zimra is referred to this halal? So Rashi says, Dafka 3 and 5, as opposed to the Rif understands that it's talking about all the halalukas, from Ashrei until, because again, Gavrinan halacholyom. So you're finishing the Tehillim. So that's at least the last one. That's as some explain. Rashi says 3 and 5, and the Rish says it's all of the five. And this has nogeil lemaisa. If a person has to skip the psukit is zimra, then it's a very nogeil. Which are the most important? So the halalukas in general take precedence of all the rest of psukit zimra. Again, we're talking about someone who already says baruch shamar ashrei shtabach. So if you say all those three, then after that point, the halalukas all take precedence. And now the ones after that would be the shayla. The fifth one pashas because that's what gomer halal. That's the most important. And after that would be three based on Rashi. So this Rashi is very important. And just Agud is Machlokas of Bala Itter and the Master of Vitri, whether or not saying Psukkah Zimra is Mamash Chayiv every day. Here he's saying Hechelki, so maybe it implies that it's not going to be Chayiv. That's how the Itter seems, that it's only a Minak Tov to say the Psukkah Zimra. However, the Lashon Ram also seems clear that it's a Chayiv. He says Takanas Chachamim, and over the Master of Vitri also says it's a Chayiv. So how are you going to explain this? Like we said before, in Shalshus HaTosos, that it just means that people weren't as careful as they should be, but granted, it's still going to be a Chayiv to say Psukkah Zimra every single day. The Gemara continues on Rabbi Yossi, Hechelki, Mespalim, Dubdin, Chamad. My portion should be, I want to be. How about the chilek? Those who daven when the sun is literally red. What does that mean? That means over here sunrise. And so then when you daven sunrise, it's a very chashuv thing. The Gemara continues, Amar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yochad, mitzvah is balam dumne chama. It's a mitzvah daven when the sun is in red like that. When you daven yitzah chama, you saw the Gemara brachos, so does the inon yitzah kol yom and all the brachos. The person who says psukkah d'zimra at nitz, Amar Rabbi Hazira. My crow was the pasuk. The pasuk says they're going to fear you with the sun, and then the moon also. They're going to through all the generations going to fear you as well. What is the moon? Rashi says over there that also you should be davening mincha when the moon is about to come out, meaning that you should daven by the shkia. That's the shaila of the Gemara quoted here. It doesn't quote that. The Gemara quoted in brachos light the mind of matzle in dimnei chama by mincha because you're maybe going to miss this man. But here it's interesting. The Gemara doesn't assume that way. It seems over here that davening shkia is a better kiyum. And the Ben Yodad explains very beautifully when a person is davening before dark, he's going to remember the Gehenna and nighttime, which is scary, and he's going to have reverence towards Hakadosh Baruch Hu and fear of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's why davening before the Shkia is a very gemilah. Gemara continues. Rabbi Yossi, yeah, chelkim mesei becholei ma'ayim. The ma'ay chelik should be with those who have stomach disease and they die from it. Amar Mar Ruban shal tzaddikim mesei becholei ma'ayim, because the people who die from this stomach disease are going to those of the tzaddikim. And Rashi points out, even though it's a very painful death, still that's going to clean you out from sin, menachem from avon, and therefore there's a tremendous kapara. Gemara continues. Rabbi Yossi, yeah, chelkim mesei b'derech mitzvah, that I should have a portion with those who die on the way to perform a mitzvah, because that's a very big schus and a midah to get to levels of Gan Eden. So that's a very interesting statement over here, because we have a general Bissing Maram Sachem tells us that someone who's doing a mitzvah, Osig mitzvah is not going to happen, that they're Shlicha mitzvah in an Ezekin, and all these principles are not going to come onto bad things. So how is it that a person over here is going to die doing that? Some Marshals answer, they don't fully get exactly what the Marshals is trying to drive at, but that's the kasha I always had in this Gemara. The Rashi have a chilek of those who begin Shabbos in Tveria and those who end Shabbos in Tzipori. What's the difference? Rashi points out that Tveria was in a valley and Tzipori was on the mountain. Tveria, they thought that the sun was going down before it actually did, and therefore they'd be mekabel Shabbos early. And Tveria, they'd be mekabel Shabbos late. And based on that, he was saying that you should be mekabel Shabbos early and end Shabbos late. That's a very big chilek. So I should dafka do it like those two people. Some say that they knew this man and they just have a siag. There's also a very big shalom in general when a person is actually in a valley or on a mountain. Do as you have different zman. Because the top of a mountain actually have a later zman of shkia because you could see the sun rising later. I think Rosh Shlomo Zalman did hold that way, but that's the shaila in the achronim whether that would be the case. And Mark continues. I want my chilek to be those who are bringing the people into Beis Midrash and not those who are them telling them to go out of Beis Midrash. Because what is this? Rashi points out that they used to have certain people who were had the job of getting the talmidim every day to the Beis Midrash, and others had to tell them when it was the mealtime and should go and go eat. So he didn't want to be the one to tell them to leave. He wanted to be the one who was bringing them into the Beis Midrash. I wish to be the one who's collecting the tzedakah and not the one who has to give it out, because collecting the tzedakah is just a mitzvah. You try to get as many people to give as much as possible. However, when you're giving it out, you have to decide who is shayach to get the money, who qualifies, who's poor enough, who's not, and you're going to make the chazron the wrong decision and severely punished. So therefore, you have to, I want to be the first one, not the second one. I should be the portion of someone who is suspected of doing something and he didn't do anything at all. Then I'm going to get a tremendous kapara for that. I'm going to be embarrassed, and then that's a good thing. The ritual points out that that's a very big kapara for someone who is accused of something and doesn't do anything. But the marsha also points out that that's not the case. So you're not allowed to do chashad. You're not allowed to, right? We saw marsha sign is an issur. You can't do something that people will suspect you, but it means someone who didn't do anything and Stam was suspected of doing something. Mark, there's Papa. I myself, one time people thought I did something and I didn't do anything wrong. He says, and we're just Agavar mentioning another statement of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that I had five actions of Bia relations with my wife, and I was the zochah to that to have five cedars in Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says, what is that? But any man who are these five cedars, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avtala, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avtilas, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi. These five tzaddikim all came from my five Be'ilas, my five relations with my wife. The Gemara asked, Vaikav Vardimus. There was Vardimus, who apparently was also a big tzaddik, so he was the sixth. The Gemara says, Hani Vardimus, Menachem. No, Menachem was called Vardimus. Why am I called the Vardimus? Why they call him Vardimus? Pun of Domin the Ver, because his face resembled the rose. And so that's why they called him Bartimus. The Gemara is the member of Yossi mitzvahs on Elokim. But wait a minute, he only had five marital relations in his whole life. How could that be? You have to have an oath chiv ona, according to the Gemara. Ksubas is for Talmud Chacham is at least once a week. How could he only had five times in his whole life? The Gemara says Ella Ema Chamesh Bilus Baalti Efeshinin. Those five times where Dafka had relations, and I did it again in order. Actually, quotes the Gemara in Erevin tells you that if a person has relations and repeats it in the same night, was trying to get pregnant. That apparently is a inyan that you're gonna. The Gemara tells you you're gonna have male boys if you do that. The Gemara continues Amar Biyosi Miyamai Lekaras Leishi Ishi VeLeShori Shori. So Rashi points out that over here he's saying that even from my general lashon, my Ksichas Chulin, the way I just speak, you can learn halacha is an important chachma from that. I never called my wife, or an ox. What am I? I called my wife my house, Rashi says, because she is the Iker Shel Bayis, right? It is Beso Zo Isha. The Gemara learns out when a Vechipra Ba'ad Abed Beso, that's where the Kohen God has to be married. The Iker house, that's a clear thing, that the Kohen Ma'ad Beis Yaakov Legel Beis Yisrael. The Iker Chinuch of the children is all coming from the wife. The wives are the most important thing. So the Gemara says, Shori, and also I used to call Shori, right, their Sadi. I used to call it my field, because it's the main keeper of my field, so too, the ox watches over the field. I never saw, Rashi says, active tznius. I never looked down at my where I had my bris milah. The Gemara continues. Any v'amar leila Rabbi, my time I called the Rabbeinu Kaddish. Why did they call him Rabbeinu Kaddish? I'm little. Miyamalei is called the milah shali. They called Rabbeinu Kaddish because he never looked at my milah. It sounded like that was dafka why it was called Rabbeinu Kaddish. How could it be that Rabbi Yossi had this special active tznius? It seems to be that was attributed to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says, Rabbi milsa achrisa havelai shaloch nisa yado tachas avnesa. That when it comes to Rabbi, he never put his hand under his belt. He always kept his hands up. So the video of the Chavetz Chaim, he was walking with his hands up. I wonder if he was machmir like that all the time. The famous video that came out that in order never to put your hands below your belt, the Gemara continues this act of tznius. Remember, Yossi, me and my lover ate the chorus basi and marichalakei. That when the chorus of my house, the walls of my house, never see the seams of the tunic, the thing they used to wear. Rashi points out that on a person who was wearing it in a certain sense, in the bottom, he would bow at the bottom edge and lift it up. In this way, he would be visible for multiple minutes, or not minutes, seconds. It would be on tznius. However, Rabbi Yossi was much more tanua. He would first sit in his bed with his tunic and cover himself, and then he would only change under the covers in order to not expose himself even in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That is a person should be getting dressed under the blanket. The Gemara says, I never didn't listen to my friends. I knew that I wasn't a Kohen. Yet if they told me to go do Birkas Kohanim, I would do it. Tosfos points out, he says, what's the kasha over here? Maybe Bracha Levatala, but what's the big kasha over here? All that from the Mimim, what's the kasha? The Gemara Ksuvas tells you that you're over an assay, you violated the Isra assay of doing Kohanim. Or Lahem, the only Kohanim could give a Bracha, not any of Kali. So what do you mean you didn't know? That's a very big thing. How I asked the opposite, how in the world is he allowed to do this? Not the Rabbi Tosfos, I don't even know what the Shaila was that you were saying a Chiddush. What do you mean? This is not even a Chiddush. It should be Usher. It should be the Chachoner. By the way, how is this even allowed? Okay, that's a Kasha. Remember, I never said something, and when someone came to confront me about it, I denied it. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Getter of Lashon Hara is that if you would say it in front of the person, that would not necessarily be Lashon Hara. The Chavetz Chaim points out we do not follow this Rabbi Yossi. A person is not allowed to say something negative about someone, even if, again, with the permissions, the seven conditions of the Heter, but the Pasuk, you're never allowed to say anything bad about someone. Even if when he comes to you, you won't deny telling him it. The Gemara continues on Rav Nachman. Tasty the kamti shalas sudas of Shabbos. My reward should come to me because I kept shalas sudas. And the Gemara says on Rav Yehuda. Tasty the kamti yon tefila I davened very carefully. Okay, we'll pick up Amir Tzashem with Rav Yehuda, what he did tomorrow.